Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting second. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jorge Fabregas. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jamie Navarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jamie Navarro. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Womack. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Collier. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Martin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kevin Young. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dale Sviam. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Jose Guillen. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Emil Brown. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jason Schmidt. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jason Schmidt. And now, play ball. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez strikes out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young scoops it up and throws to first, with Schmidt covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Tony Womack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Womack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Luke Collier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Guillen. Al Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. Collier moves to second. 2 outs. Kevin Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Womack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Womack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sviam hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Pirates. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young fields the ball and throws to Schmidt covering. Safe. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen strikes out. One out. Jamie Navarro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Navarro bunts in front of the plate. Kendall fields it and throws to first for the out. Snopek moves to second. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Womack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the White Sox 0. The Pirates will come to bat. Jason Schmidt batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Schmidt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Womack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Womack is 0 for 1 in the game. Womack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Collier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Collier is 0 for 1 in the game. Collier hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Martin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Womack moves to second. Kevin Young is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Womack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Svium fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the White Sox 0. The Pirates will come to bat. Dale Svium is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Svium is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Svium hits a pop-up towards third. Snopek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fabregas is 0 for 1 in the game. Fabregas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sviam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cameron is 0 for 1 in the game. Cameron hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snopek hits a pop-up towards short. Collier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. 1 out. Jason Schmidt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmidt strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Womack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Womack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Womack hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martinez, who is chasing the ball. Womack reaches third base with a triple. Lou Collier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Collier is 0 for 2 in the game. Collier hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Collier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jamie Navarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Navarro is 0 for 0 in the game. Navarro bunts in front of the plate. Kendall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Guillen. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kevin Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Young. The throw from Fabregas and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Martin scores. It's 2-0, Pirates. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sviam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sviam hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Young tags and scores. That run is unearned. 1 out. It's 3-0, Pirates. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kendall is 0 for 2 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive towards the mound. Navarro reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Guillen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fabregas is 0-for-2 in the game. Fabregas strikes out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cameron is 0-for-2 in the game. Cameron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jason Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Schmidt is 0-for-2 in the game. Schmidt bunts towards the mound. Navarro fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Tony Womack is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Womack is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Womack hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Collier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Fabregas and he is safe. Brown steals third. Lou Collier is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Collier is 0-for-3 in the game. Collier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mario Valdez pinch hits for Chris Snopek. Mario Valdez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valdez strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Womack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyle Mouton pinch hits for Jamie Navarro. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mouton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Tony Castillo now pitching. Mario Valdez now playing third base. Al Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. One out. Kevin Young is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Martinez strikes out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Collier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Durham moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell is 0-3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. That will be extra bases. Brown fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Brown. Durham scores. Bell moves to third. It's 3-1, Pirates. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fabregas is 0-3 in the game. Fabregas hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.